give myself permission to release and let go of them. Now, again, I want you to understand something, that some of our victims, we are not ready to release yet. Even though you might go to the level of writing letters, you may find that, and some of us want magic, remember that. You may find that as you write the letters, you still haven't let go of the things that are going on inside of you. And that's why in the releasing process, we usually tell people that there are stages of this process. Remember, what we're talking about is a process of recovery that's going to be ongoing throughout your life. For example, I might open up memories of my childhood, deal with them, release them, and say goodbye to them. Then later on, as I go through different situations in my life, those memories might be reactivated. When they are reactivated, they may come out even stronger. More things inside of me may come out. At that moment, I am now ready to look at more things, so I will release them and let go of them. And it's so nice to have ways and directions to do this. What's also beautiful about this process is that as we begin to do this, we begin to open up the little person inside of me. And as my child begins to heal, what am I doing? I am building a relationship with myself. Remember the adult and the child that I talked about? In recovery, we actually learn. It's a real beautiful process to have our little child and our adult converse and be part of each other. See, our little child needs to be able to have an adult to work things through with. And I almost visualize it as having two people inside of you. This is not sick. As you have two people inside of you, you've got your little kid and you've got your adult. They're very beautiful people. But after a while, as you become healthy, you learn to converse with each other and talk with each other and spend time with each other. For example, let's say I invite a friend of mine out to dinner. And I arrive at 5 o'clock and we're supposed to meet. And I wait. And it's now 5:45 and my friend has not shown up. By 5:45, my little child is getting extremely angry. Extremely upset. My little child's going through a lot of changes. So what I have to do is, my adult gives my little child permission to throw its tantrum, to go a little bit berserk, to go a little crazy, to get angry, to go through 1,000 changes. And then after my child is done, after it's got everything out of its system, my adult then comes in and says to my little child, "Now, do you feel better? Now, how about if you and I go in and have dinner together?" My adult helps me to look at it from a positive perspective. This is now an opportunity for me and my little child to sit down together and have dinner. My adult takes it to the positive level. My adult is the logical one, the understanding one. You see, it's actually building a relationship inside of yourself. I can spend the rest of my life beating myself to death because that person didn't show up for dinner. I can go through 1,000 feelings of abandonment. And finally, my adult has to say, "That's enough. Let's go on. Let's move on with life." It's all part of the process of life. You see, when you learn to build that beautiful relationship inside of you, then you learn that your feelings and your thoughts and every part of you is a healthy combination. And that it's extremely important to connect the two together. And as you connect them together, you are building a healthy person, a healthy you. See, so many times in our life, we love to go on our self-pity trips. And we love to find somebody to blame. It can be the job. It can be a lot of situations. Come on, we live in a human world. And what's so beautiful about that is that sooner or later, we have to go back to ourselves. And sooner or later, we have to make decisions. If you're unhappy in a job and you're bored in a job and you're empty in a job, then the reality is it's not the job, it's you. And the reality is that sooner or later you've got to make a decision. Well, we do. We run around and play a game all the time. And it's one of the major issues of all of us is codependence. And I call it the game of great expectations. So many of us want everything to be what we want it to be. And in reality, the acceptance process is to accept things as they are. If the job does not live up to my potential, and if basically I'm not being challenged in my job, then what's happening is my little child and my adult are conversing with me, and they're saying to me that it's time to move on. It's time for new directions. So many times,